Thank you again and again for watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I know that God has some amazing things for you today in our program, and here's a testimony to encourage you. Kenneth called our prayer center because he was diagnosed with the flu and pneumonia. And after we prayed for him, and he believed, put his faith and confidence in God, he went back to his primary care doctor who checked him out and said he was cleared of both conditions. God answers prayer. So I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. If you need financial prayer, prayer for finances, prayer for healing, prayer for your relationships, maybe there's some emotional issues going on inside, we'd love to pray for you. And partners, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word. You're an integral part of what God is doing in and through this ministry around the world. And we pray for you that God would prosper the work of your hand, everything you put your hand to. So thank you so very much. And Mom, we have a very special guest today. You really love this guy.
I do. I love Guillermo Maldonado because I've known him a long time. But also, he is like a spiritual son. He is really an orphan and came to the States, God born again, spirit-filled, turned on, now has a ministry that reaches around the world. But I've watched how the anointing of God grows in his life, and he has great compassion and love for people. And so when I looked at his book, and I like his books, I've read his books on purpose, I thought, this applies to everybody. Everybody needs to know God has a purpose. You're not an accident. You're a divine appointment. You have a wonderful purpose. And when you read this book, you really begin to see how that purpose plays out in your life. So I'm excited about you getting Guillermo's book. I'm excited as you read it, as God will unfold how your purpose can come to pass.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed. If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
I believe every one of you has gotten up sometimes, well, what is my purpose? Where am I going? What am I going to do? I feel like I'm just at loose ends. I don't know what's going to happen. And I believe today your loose ends are going to get tied up.
Yes.
So you stay right there.
Yes.
I have my son, Guillermo Maldonado, with me. And he has written a book on purpose that is out of this world.
Yeah,
I don't think they should get one book. I think they should get 10 and pass them around.
Yes.
You know, I tell people, you give them candy, you make them fat, you give them flowers, they will. Give them their purpose. It's important. Tell us why you wrote this.
Thank you. I am so happy that I'm here with you like always. And like I said, in other times, you know, we really admire you. We love you. And
thank you.
And we pray for you. And about the book, I see there's a lot of people are frustrated. There's a lot of people committed suicide. There's a lot of people that are unfulfilled because of lack of purpose.
Right.
In other words, I have seen in this generation that time is a burden to them. Because when people don't know their purpose, time is a burden to them. They don't want to live.
They're bored, aren't they?
They're bored.
Bored with life.
Yeah. So
no purpose, bored.
There you go. There's a lot of people watching. And yes. One of the reasons I write to you is because one of the things that will bring to your life is fulfillment. In other words, whenever you're doing the purpose of God's purposes, you will be fulfilled. You will feel satisfied. Something will happen to you. So if you're watching at home and you're saying, what's the reason of my existence? God never creates anything without purpose. In other words, the fact that we came to earth And it is the fact that God gave us a purpose. So he knows exactly what your purpose is. He knows exactly where you are in life. And he's about to do something very special and get you into your season.
I agree, and I love it. Now, I like purpose every day. So I'm always, when I get up in the morning, I'm not just loosey-goosey.
Yes.
I pray, I get in the Word, but I want the purpose for that day. God may have something so miraculous. Yes, I have processes that I'm in, but purpose and process, there may be something way beyond what I can imagine.
Yes.
So one of my neighbors the other day came over, and I like him so well. And he told one of my assistants that he had cancer, that he's dying. He's a young man. Now, I knew my purpose.
Yeah.
He's not saved. Get to him. Get him born again. Get him healed.
Yeah.
So that's what this book will do to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that one of the questions that we were talking before we start, you know, talking to the people, one of the questions is about indicators of purpose and also how to walk in the purpose. And, you know, there's so many things about purpose. And this is what I call one of the chapters is about times, purpose, and seasons. In other words, there's a lot of people living time, but there's no seasons in their life. What does that mean? Time is what God has ordained for you to live on this earth. But in time, nothing happened. In other words, in time, you sleep, you walk, you work, you get up in the morning, but there's nothing supernatural happening.
No.
Now, time, God gave time to process us. And God gave time to, in other words, and season is different. Season is a period of time marked by divine favor. What does that mean? Jesus' time was 30 years. Jesus' season was 3.5 years. In other words, that season is not like time that you get up in the morning,
right.
Nothing supernatural happened. No suddenly, nothing supernatural. But when you are in your season, then you will see supernatural favor on you.
Right.
And you will see God moves in your life. But no season can come to you unless you know your purpose. What does that mean? There are many of you frustrated because they said, I am bored. Nothing exciting is happening in my life. I see that I just get up and I work and I do, but I'm tired of it. I want to walk in my purpose. Well, first of all, no season will give in to you unless you know your purpose.
And this book really helps you know your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say something to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've watched you, I've known you, we said maybe 15 years. But I've seen you grow in your purpose.
Yes.
Because I saw you in the early part of your church and how you began to have a heart for nations.
Yes.
Now I see you just wild and crazy. You think God can heal anything. And that's why I'd like to encourage you to get this. Now, I don't know how you are, but I like faith.
Yes.
I don't need something that drags me down. So I want you to call with your prayer requests. We don't counsel. And get 8 or 9 books. Because let me tell you, you're not going to read this one time. You're going to underline it. You might even put some question marks in it. So I don't want you to say, well, that was a good program. I liked Guillermo. Yeah, but if you don't get the book, this good program could leave you. I don't want it to leave you. I want it to grab you.
Yes.
So tell us how the Holy Spirit grabbed you to get this book.
Okay, that is a very important question because Jesus said, and how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power to do good, and he was doing good. And what does that mean? We must be anointed to fulfill our purpose in life. What is anointed? The expression to be anointed means to be supernaturally empowered with divine ability to do the impossible. In other words, if you remove, if you remove the anointing is the supernatural power of God to do the impossible. Jesus sent us to send the church to me and to you to say, go heal the sick. He never say, well, you need to pray for the sick. He say, go heal the sick.
Good.
Cast out demons.
Good.
Raise the dead.
Love it.
And then you said, why Jesus tell us to do something impossible? That's why he gave us the anointing. We are anointed to do the impossible. For example, there's somebody there watching with cancer. I think it's cancer in the breast. There's a woman watching and you have cancer in the breast and you receive this news, but God is healing your body in Jesus' name right now. Right now, see, there's a purpose because God has a purpose in your life and God wants to heal you. And you struggling there, you're saying God is healing you. I see also there's somebody that you have a back condition. I think you've been, you're a driver or something like that and you have a excruciating pain and God is touching your back. There's a lot of man being healed of back condition right now in Jesus' name. And if you allow me, there are people there know they have purpose, but you cannot fulfill it unless you be anointed. Meaning that the supernatural must be in your purpose. Otherwise, it would be impossible because no divine purpose is fulfilled and accomplished in your natural abilities because man did not give you your purpose. It was God. If God gave it to you, it's God who anoints you, empower you to do it. And if you don't mind, I pray for those people to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, please.
There's a lot of people you never spoken in other tongues. And then you say you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Do we have time? And I'm sorry. So if you've never been there and you're saying, yes, I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to stretch your hand. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. Right now,
yes.
Father, fill with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Those that never spoken in other tongues, right now. I count to three, and when I count to three, be filled, be baptized with the Holy Ghost and power to fulfill your purpose. One, two, three, now. Be filled with the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. If you are home now, if you're watching, I don't want you to be ashamed to speaking in tongues.
No.
I am so proud. I am so happy to say that the Holy Spirit is filling you now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hey, is this wonderful or something? Now, don't leave. Because Guillermo, you're coming right back.
Yes.
You have more to share. And I'm going to tell you something about yourself. You have more to receive. So put your hand here. Say, I have more to receive.
Yes.
So keep praying in tongues and stay right there. And Guillermo, continue, please.
You are a creation of God with a unique purpose. When we know that we are God's beloved children, chosen from the foundation of the world, and discover who He designed us to be, we will think and act from that perspective. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Apostle Guillermo Maldonado's book, Created for Purpose. In this inspiring book, you will discover God's plan for your life as a loved and valuable member of His creation, what it means to be called by God, and how to know and live in your purpose throughout your life. Included in this great offer is our CD teaching, The Divine Yes, classic book, Know Your Ministry, and Purpose Scripture Card. For your gift of $65, we will also send you the Alabaster Anointing Oil Bottle and Frankincense Anointing Oil. You are not an accident. Find out who you're meant to be in Christ. Call or click today to get this amazing resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I am so excited to get to lead Marilyn and Sarah Ministries' first Power and Love Ministry Tour.
We are going to Brazil in September of 2025. God is moving significantly in Brazil, and when you come on this trip with me, you're going to experience God move in your life as well. Spots are going to go quick. Go to marilynandsarah.org for more details on how to sign up.
So make sure you get more information and join me in Brazil in September.
You know what this program is? It's a miracle program for you.
Yes.
It's a miracle program for you. Why did Guillermo come today? Because he knew God wanted to give you a miracle with your name on it.
Yes.
And you say, well, why are you holding that book and talking about miracles? Because it's a process that you're going to need. And Guillermo, I want you to tear up the place. Go for it.
You know, you were talking about miracles. Did you know that today the word miracles in some churches is something of the past? Very few people today talk about miracles. And the Bible says God is a miracle working God.
Right.
And the purpose is a miracle of God given to people for them to understand the reason of their existence. Why do you need to get a book? Because if you're not fulfilled now, death would be more attractive to you. The time is going to be a burden to you. So my point to you, God is a miracle working God. I have seen God doing so many miracles in the world, as you've seen it too.
Oh, yeah.
And the blind see, I see. Yeah. I remember one time I was preaching in Ethiopia, and there was a little girl, 9 years old, and she was blind. She was mute, and she was paraplegic. And when the power of God hit the place, I think we got that day maybe 500,000 people.
Wow.
And the power of God hit that place, and that little girl started talking, jumping, and hearing. And to me, I said, that's the reason. And I took it by the hand, and I told the crowd, and I said, this was the purpose what God sent me to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So God is sending so many people there. That is the reason you need to know your purpose, because you will make the difference in other people.
And it's not how you feel, it's what he says.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes you feel afraid. I know I get off a plane, I have jet lag, and you have to go do something right away. And I think, oh God, I'm tired. He said, I'm not. And so this book will help you see who he is in you, not just what you're not, but who he is in you. So that's why I want to encourage you to get the book on purpose. And I want to encourage you to believe for your miracle right now. Why not? Why not? Why put it off? Could you pray for miracles right now?
Yes, I can right pray now, for miracles. I know there's a lot of people there right now. I want you to stretch your hands toward the television screen. And lay hands, and the other hand, lay hands on the part of the body that is hurting you. And if you're there, it's just saying, is God real? Does God has a purpose with my life? Yes, he does. And he wants to reveal to you. Before God reveals his purpose to you, he wants to reveal himself. In other words, God never reveals a thing before he reveals himself. So God is revealing to those people that are watching. You might not know Jesus. For you to understand the purpose of your life, first, you must know Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross for your sin, and he paid a price for you. Repeat this prayer after me. If you're saying, can you pray for me? Yes. Say with me, Father God, I recognize that I am a sinner. I repent of all my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. If you did this prayer now, I'm going to pray for healing and miracles. You release me. I'm going to pray now.
Oh, please.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every person. If you have some issues in your eyes right now, cataracts, and I see blindness, glaucoma, something is being healed right now in Jesus' name. Deafness, the eardrum. There's somebody that you came back from the war, And you can hear in your right ear. God is opening your ears right now in the name of Jesus. I see ears being open right now. Back conditions being healed. Bones. I see somebody in your shoulder. There's women being healed of thyroid. Thyroid being healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I rebuke every sickness, every disease. Go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, this is just absolutely awesome. Now, some of you are saying, well, I have a friend or, you know, my mother's not well and they have problems with demons. I want you to call in your prayer request.
Yes, yes.
Because, yeah, maybe we can't minister to them right now, but we can minister to them through prayer. And
yes.
This is very serious to us because
yes.
We see the results. But remember, books work while you sleep. You know, you can give someone a book, and here this one is on purpose, and they could get their miracle while they're reading the book.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, I know this book. I read it. And of course, I know Guillermo very, very well. So I don't like to give people candy, make them fat. Yeah, we don't need to be fat. But I do know that we need miracles
yes.
working in our lives.
Yes, yes.
And we have to add faith to faith, strength
yes.
to strength,
yes.
glory to glory. Go
yes.
ahead and tell us.
Yes, faith to faith. The Bible says we live from faith to faith. Faith is the ability to see the impossible, to see the invisible, and for you to receive where you receive any miracle in life. You need to act. Faith without works is dead. So you need to act in faith. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let us know. There's people waiting for your call. If you're sick, if you feel oppressed, if you need prayer for your family, for your finances, give us a call right now, and we are praying for you.
You know, I remember, and I'm going back and telling you and rehearsing a miracle, because we need to rehearse victories. My mother had a growth, and we didn't know anything about
yeah.
being healed,
mm-hmm.
a thing. And Oral Roberts was on and said, put your hand on the television and you'll be healed. And I told her, don't do that. That's flaky. She did it anyway, and she got healed. That was my beginning of process
yes.
to see how miraculous is for daily living.
Yeah, you know, I was ministering in the show, Sid Roth, the
yeah,
show.
I love him.
And when I went to last time, he said, they had a testimony for me. And he said, there was a man that his leg was cut off. He was mute because he had an accident. And they cut off one of his leg. And he said, and you were ministering. And the presence of God fell on the home of that man.
Awesome.
And then they got it written. They got it documented.
Good.
And they said, as you release the presence of God, the leg grew back.
Wow.
So this is documented.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, because many people limit God to distance and time. And God cannot be limited to distance and time. You can be watching now in China, and right there, God is healing you. In other words, faith cannot limit God to distance, space, and matter. God can touch you where you are. God can deliver you where you are. God can do anything if you believe.
And I want you to put your hand on your heart right now and say,
yes.
there are miracles with my name on it.
Yes.
I'm not giving up.
Yes.
I'm just winning. That's so important. Now, I really believe it'd be good for you to take time to call us.
Yes.
And we can pray over these specific things that are on your heart. The program will be over pretty quickly, but you know, we want to be there to pray with you, because prayer and praying the promise lives on.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, and you know, also all the promises of God takes the power of God to fulfill it.
That's so good.
In other words, the promises of God, God promised those things, but only His power can fulfill those promises. So there's a lot of people watching. And if it's just, there's a word of God for you, I would say is number 23:19. God is not a man that he will lie. He can lie. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, do not limit God. And the word of God for you is, take the limits off of God.
Oh, say it again.
Take the limits off of God. No matter what you're going through, take the limits off of God.
I love that. And folks, you'll have a supernatural life. It's not just one shot.
Yes.
You get into a flow of the supernatural. So I really, really want you to believe God. Even after the program is over, believe God. And of course, call us for prayer. And we love to pray, not counsel. But get 5 books and pass them out. Pass it on.
Amen.
You are a creation of God with a unique purpose. When we know that we are God's beloved children, chosen from the foundation of the world, and discover who He designed us to be, we will think and act from that perspective. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Apostle Guillermo Maldonado's book, Created for Purpose. In this inspiring book, you will discover God's plan for your life as a loved and valuable member of His creation, what it means to be called by God, and how to know and live in your purpose throughout your life. Included in this great offer is our CD teaching, The Divine Yes, classic book, Know Your Ministry, and Purpose Scripture Card. For your gift of $65, we will also send you the Alabaster Anointing Oil Bottle and Frankincense Anointing Oil. You are not an accident. Find out who you're meant to be in Christ. Call or click today to get this amazing resource.
Hey, this is my favorite part of the program, because this is just really committed to prayer.
Yes.
So please pray.
Yes, I'm going to pray. I want you to, if you have any need, if you've been calling here, if you ask for prayer, I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness, every disease, those people that are watching now, those that are oppressing your mind. You have a panic attack right now. In Jesus' name, be delivered. Anxiety. I see so many people with anxiety. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Those that need new organs in your body. Mm. Right now, Father, I release new organs in your body. Liver, pancreas, bones, flesh, be released into your body. New organs in your body. Believe right now in Jesus' name. Take your miracle. Right now, this is the moment. I see a lot of children being healed of asthma. Right now, Father, I speak to those children right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. There's a lot of people now suffering nightmares and they can't sleep. Right? Stress. They have a lot of stress. Father, I release the peace of God upon their life in Jesus' name. Be delivered. Be healed. Amen and amen.
I believe you have received, and I want you to put your hand on your heart, say, today, I receive a miracle. Because I am walking in faith, God has miracles with my name on them. I don't know how to give up, but I really do know this. I know how to win. And the game is absolutely not over until I win.